terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
936 at Community Radio KOZI. And joining us on the line, Brooke Isaac, a board member with 7 Acres Foundation Community Center at Lake Chelan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Exciting times. You all are making such amazing progress. And, you know, a community center, you guys have really pulled together the community. You've got so many terrific partnerships. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, just like you said, it's all about community, and we're just out there searching for people that have maybe an organization or some kind of service they provide to the community, and they are looking for a place to put that business or organization. You know, it could be as easy as just having office space or running your activity programs through the center. Yeah, we've just had incredible momentum. People are signing up and getting on board, and we just want to make sure we're reaching everybody. Mm. So everybody knows about it, and if they have something they want to come and bring, we'd love to sit and talk with them.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting. Tell us a little bit about why you feel these partnerships are so important to the community center.
Well, as you can imagine, we're out there trying to raise money to build it. We're a solid 50% already raised. And, you know, when we go out for grants and things like that, they like to see that you're actually viable, you know, that you really are something more than just a bunch of walls, that you're actually really going to provide something for the community. And so when we sit with people and we drop a contract saying we're going to partner together, we're going to help each other, we're going to market you, you're going to help market us, and, you know, the... when you're going for that grant money, they love to see that you actually have some really real things established.
Yeah, you got a little bit of traction.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also we want the community to know, you know, get the word out there what we're doing and what we're about and promoting people that are partnering with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the folks that have partnered.
Well, you know, our first partner to sign up was Jen Bordner. With her boot camp classes, the name of her business is BeFit. Mm-hmm. And so she's looking for a place to be able to run, you know, her classes. And it was reliable, meaning she had her exact days, her exact hours. We have storage for her, our capacity for her. She can grow her business. She was one of the first to sign in. Desiree Phelps with her Kahiao Volleyball Club. Was, I would say, right in line number two to sign up and to be able to hold her, you know, all the activities she's doing with her club volleyball, getting a set schedule that she can rely on, knowing that she can grow her business as well. I mean, she's got over 100 kids signed up for that program. So she's got an incredible outreach with what she's doing. I think people have heard Real Life Church.
Yeah.
Has signed in. They'll be leasing space to use the auditorium. They have a few offices they're going to be using, running their youth program, their rendezvous program for youth in a designated multipurpose room. Mm-hmm. And then most recently, we just had the Moody, Holly and,
Ryan.
Thank you. Holly and Ryan Moody. Yes. They have been wanting to start their own little business. They're going to run a coffee shop.
Yeah.
There. It's called The Vine Coffee.
How cool. That is so exciting. And by the way, wasn't it Jen Bordner's birthday earlier this week? I think so.
I think it was Monday.
Happy birthday,
yes.
Jen.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it was. So,
wow.
And we're out there looking for more partners. We're not done.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that has, you know, to be specific, what we don't have yet, you know, we're looking for somebody who wants to maybe come run some basketball rec league type things, whether it's youth or adult programs. We have room for somebody to come and do dance if they want to do Zumba dance, you know, aerobics, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got space for that. Looking for a caterer. Somebody that would like to kind of be our exclusive caterer when we're running events there in the center.
Wow.
You know, we hope to partner with the schools and kind of work with some liaisons with the schools and see how we can provide space for them and all their needs they have with, you know, with athletics. Lord knows we need more gym space. So that's one of our purposes there, to provide a additional gym space to the community. I've heard of indoor soccer. We're looking at that potential, some indoor soccer, rec leagues, adult, youth. You know, we have offices. Anybody needs an office at an affordable rate?
Yeah.
Those are some other ways.
You know, one thing that I'm excited about, swimming pool.
Oh, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be so great. Yeah.
How does this valley not have a community pool?
I know. It's nuts. Yeah.
You know, and not to mention, we need to be having swimming lessons.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a big pool in our backyard here.
Yeah.
And we have kids out there that don't know how to swim yet.
Yeah.
So,
boy, it's been crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, lots of ways to participate. How can people get connected to the project, and whether they want to contribute or maybe they've got a business that they need to plug in? How do they get in contact?
Sure. So Ray Evans, her maiden name is Ray Coleman. Locals might know her as Ray Coleman. She's really running the show for us in that category.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad. Don't hesitate to email her directly. So it's at Ray. She spells her name R-A-Y-E at 7acresfoundation.org. And we're spelling out 7. So Ray at 7acresfoundation.org. We also have a website, cc@lakechelan.org. CC is community center. Mm-hmm. Community center at lakechelan.org.
All right. Exciting times. And also, I think I heard, I was talking to Adam Rind. I think Adam mentioned groundbreaking might be coming up here, this fall?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we'll have a ceremony, and then publicly everybody will start to hopefully see dirt being moved.
You got to like that. Exciting times.
Yeah.
Brooke, thank you so much for getting us up to speed and filling us in on the community center at Lake Chelan. It's a very exciting project.
You bet. Thank you so
much.
All
right. Make it a great day.
Take care.
Bye now.